This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Chinese health officials reported the number of confirmed cases from a coronavirus outbreak has surpassed 72,000. The death toll has risen to 1,921. Head of the United Nations, Antonio Guterres, is speaking out. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
Guterres tells the Associated Press, although not out of control, the new virus is a very dangerous situation.
The risks are enormous, and we need to be prepared worldwide for that.
He wants more focus on nations with less capacity in their health services.
I hope that it will be possible to be contained in China and then to reduce. And I hope that when it spreads around the world, it does so in a limited way.
I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Among a group of high-profile pardons issued in a surprise announcement Tuesday by U.S. President Donald Trump is Eddie DeBartolo, the former owner of the San Francisco 49ers professional football team. He was convicted of failing to report a bribe to the former governor of Louisiana in 1998. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
Eddie DeBartolo Jr. pleaded guilty in 1998 after failing to report a felony when he gave $400,000 to Louisiana's former governor for a riverboat gambling license. That effectively ended his NFL ownership. In a surprise pardon announcement, the White House trotted out 49ers greats Jerry Rice, Charles Haley, and Ronnie Lott.
He's the main reason why we won so many Super Bowls.
He's been more than an owner. He's been a father figure.
We'll always be indebted to him.
Speaking before them, NFL legend Jim Brown.
I'm going to make it real simple. Eddie DeBartolo is a great man.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
Among the others announced as pardons on Tuesday are former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich and Wall Street trader Michael Milken. This is VOA News. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy in a U.S. federal court Tuesday in a move it says will allow it to compensate men who were abused as boys while taking part in its programs. The group has faced a surge in lawsuits in recent years as multiple states enacted changes to laws allowing those victimized as kids to bring legal action later in life. Several thousand men accused scoutmasters and other leaders of molestation, with many of their cases dating back to the 1960s, 70s, and 80s. International parties are welcoming news that the Yemen government, backed by a Saudi-led military coalition, and Iranian-allied Houthi rebels have reached a deal on the first large-scale since the start of the five-year conflict in Yemen. For VOA, Dale Gavlak reports from Amman.
The United Nations mission in Yemen announced that the warring sides agreed to immediately begin exchanging lists for the upcoming release of prisoners, calling it the first official large-scale exchange of its kind since the beginning of the long-running conflict in Yemen. But the tentative peace plan stumbled amid ongoing military offenses and a deep-seated distrust between the two sides. Still, Fareed Al-Hamed, spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross Yemen, called this deal a great step forward.
We are happy that though the conduct of hostilities is still ongoing in Yemen, but parties are trying to put more emphasis on the humanitarian needs through these releases.
Al-Hamed says the ICRC and the United Nations hope the warring sides will honor the commitment they just made. Dale Gavlak for VOA News, Amman.
International parties are welcoming news that the Yemen government, backed by the number of casualties from Yemen's devastating conflict are staggering. Afghanistan's Independent Election Commission says President Ashraf Ghani has won a second term as president. The commission announced Tuesday that Ghani garnered 50.6% of the vote in the election that took place last September 28th. Challenger and Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah received about 39.5%. The head of the Election Commission has said previously that 1.8 million Afghan citizens voted in the election, out of some 9.6 million who were eligible to vote. UN Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said Tuesday civilians are at higher risk than ever in Syria as forces backing the government carry out an offensive to take back territory in the northwestern part of the country. Bachelet called for all parties involved in the fighting to institute a ceasefire and to put in place humanitarian corridors to allow civilians safe passage. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.